Hello.
Hello, my name is Martha and I'm calling from Opinion Research and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the issues facing our nation, state and local communities. May I speak with Enrique Villegas?
Yes.
Hi, I think we spoke yesterday. I don't know if you have the time to answer a few questions.
Yeah, can you give me just 1 minute?
Sure.
Just don't hang up. Just give me 1 minute.
Okay, great.
I'm ready.
Okay, great. Thank you. First of all, are you registered to vote in South Texas?
Just a moment. Let me lower down the volume.
Okay, great.
Of the city.
No problem. No problem.
Come again, please. Yeah.
If you're registered to vote in South Texas.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I put the. I'm expecting the car for the voting, because I already fill out the application to vote.
Oh, okay, great. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president, U.S. Senate, state legislature, and other local offices in November? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50?
Yeah, I'm probably going to vote, yeah.
Great. Just making sure that I'm talking to people of our ages, may I have the year you were born?
Yeah, it's in 1975.
Thank you. Can you please tell me what is your race?
Hispanic.
Thanks. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
No, I didn't vote for any of them.
Okay, great. And thinking about the elections in November, if the election for state senate were held today, will you be voting for the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate in your district?
Yeah, it's a tough question. I'm probably going to vote, but right now I'm a little bit confused. I need to.
Oh, okay. You're undecided?
Undecided.
Okay, great. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate, will you lean the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate, or you're still undecided?
Well, probably the Republican, yes.
Okay, great. And I like to rate your feelings towards some people using a scale of 0 to 100. 0 means a very cold, unfavorable feeling, and 100 is a very warm, favorable feeling. And 50 is neutral. Use any number from 0 to 100. The higher the number, the warmer your feeling. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, please say so. How about Greg Abbott?
No, I don't have any. That's the one that I really not supporting.
Okay, so you have no opinion, or you have never heard of them?
I heard of them, but there's no. You said it like for 100 if I approve it, or less if I don't approve it, right?
Or 50 if you're neutral about the person that I'm mentioning.
No, lower than a 50.
A 50?
Lower like a 20 or...
20. Okay, no problem. It will be between all those numbers. So you can see whatever you're...
All right.
How about Donald Trump?
A 50.
A 50, okay. How about Adam Hinojosa?
50 also.
50 also. Joe Biden?
The lowest.
The zero?
A zero, yeah.
Okay, great. Ted Cruz?
50.
A 50. And Morgan LaMantia?
No, it's a zero.
Zero, thank you. Will you say you approve or disapprove of the job Greg Abbott is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Strongly, thank you. Will you say you approve or disapprove of the job of Morgan LaMantia is doing as state senator?
I don't have any information about that person.
Oh, okay.
So, probably.
Unsure? No opinion?
No opinion.
Okay, great. Thinking about the elections in November, if the elections for president were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump or other?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, thank you. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Colleen Allred and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom will you vote?
None of them.
Okay. And if the elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Roland Gutierrez and Republican Ted Cruz, for whom will you vote?
Undecided.
Undecided, great. Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate will you lean, Democrat Roland Gutierrez or Republican Ted Cruz?
Undecided.
Undecided, great. And if the elections for U.S. House were held today and the candidates were Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. and Republican Myra Flores, for whom will you vote?
Undecided also.
Undecided, thank you. Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate will you lean, Democrat Vicente Gonzalez Jr. or Republican Myra Flores?
Undecided.
Undecided, great. Mm-hmm. And if the elections for Texas State Senate were held today, will you be voting for Democrat Morgan LaMantia or Republican Adam Hinojosa?
Undecided.
Undecided, great. Well, if the elections for Texas Senate were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate will you lean? Democrat Morgan LaMantia, Republican Adam Hinojosa?
Undecided also.
Thanks. Now I'm going to read some issues that people say should be a priority for the governor and Texas state legislature. For each one, please indicate how high of a priority that issue should be. High priority, medium priority, low priority, or not priority at all for the governor and Texas state legislature. Reforming border policies, do you think this issue should be high, medium, low priority, or not priority at all?
High.
High priority, thank you. Supporting public schools and fighting against private schools vouchers?
High.
High, thanks. Supporting reproductive health care choices for women?
High, also.
high. Thank you. Supporting South Texas small businesses?
Very high.
Very high. Great. Ensuring access to affordable quality health care?
Yes, high.
Thank you. Thinking about the elections this November, I am going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for state legislature. After each, please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies.
Can you repeat that again?
Yeah, sure. Will you be more or less likely to vote for a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's border security policies?
Yeah, like I approve the challenge to him, Equator Abbott.
Okay, so you say you will be much more likely to support a candidate or somewhat more?
To support a candidate that challenged him.
Okay, much more likely then.
Yes.
Okay, great. A candidate who voted against Texas abortion ban.
Yes.
Great. A candidate who supports law enforcement and innovative solutions to secure the border.
Yeah.
Much more likely then?
Much more like, well, in the middle, I mean.
Somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely, yeah.
Great. A candidate who voted to support Texas LGBTQ+ community?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat, okay. And a candidate who challenged Governor Abbott's private school voucher policies?
More likely.
Much more likely. Great. Do you use WhatsApp?
Yes.
And are you part of any WhatsApp group, or do you only use WhatsApp for direct messages?
Just for messages.
Okay. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Democrat.
Will you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
It's just that right now Democrats are not that Democrats. So I am a strongly Democrat, but not the way the Democrats right now, I think.
So you will say not somewhat strong?
Not strong. Because of them, not strong.
Okay, great. And thinking in political terms, will you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, thank you. Could you please tell me what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
High school. No, college.
Okay. A 4-year or 2-year degree?
It was 2 years.
Okay, great. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Yes, it's Enrique.
Thanks. Thank you for your time. And are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensating for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can I know that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. We have finished. I appreciate your time. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.